Even some of the most able students are struggling with the pace of the Chinese teaching.
Today we did trigonometry, which we have never covered before, and we did it in like 15 minutes. He was just moving on to the next one because everyone was talking, so he was like, oh, they're doing it by themselves, I'll just move on. There's such a wide range of abilities. Some people get it so quickly and some people take more time. He's going over things so quickly and not explaining things properly, and they're new to us, so we're not understanding them.
Have you got it?
The girls have decided to visit Jay Bremner, their British maths teacher, to ask for help.
It's very convenient that I was doing this today, so I have it all ready to go.
Mr. Bremner has his own Year 9 class, who will be competing against the Chinese school in the exam to test the two teaching styles.
Three different trig ratios, sin, cos and tan. I actually write it with these sort of little ridges in it. So, so, ka, toa.
I get it. Sine, opposite hypotenuse.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Cos, is adjacent hypotenuse.
It makes sense.
That's like an ancient African rhyme.
Well, to a certain degree, yes. All right, I just simply refer to it as Sokotoa.
That makes sense.
We went to see our normal maths teacher to ask him about trig because we didn't understand any of it. And he said his class was taking a whole week and another lesson to learn it.
It appeared that the information was largely just given to them very quickly, all in one go, just with an expectation that it's there, copy it and do it. Teaching and learning and classrooms have changed so much. It's not the teacher's lesson anymore, it is the student's lesson. And if we as teachers don't develop lessons to tailored to the needs of our particular groups, it's just going to fall on deaf ears. Either the children will misbehave, the children won't access it, the children won't understand it, and you'll just be talking at them and they will be sitting there waiting for you to shut up. Thank you very much.